Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Good morning. This is Leanne Lenander and Garwin Lenander inviting you to join us now for the Wise Money Show. We have a really important topic today, something that anybody who's getting even close to retirement considers and thinks about. It's on Social Security. But before we even go there, Garwin, you have something you want to bring up.
Well, next week, we're going to be on for half an hour at 11:30 for half an hour. We're going to have Liz Shire, who is the Community Resource Center Director for St. Andrew's Church in Montemedi, talking about the benefits, the things that they do, all the wonderful things that they do, how many people they have affected over the years. So be sure and join us next week at 11:30, and I'm going to bring that up again before we leave the air today.
Okay, and I'm going to ask, Garwin, that you mention your phone number, and I'll mention my phone number in case anybody has questions about that topic or what we're going to discuss today.
651-436-3997.
And mine is 651-365-5000. Garwin, Social Security is something that really benefits people. In fact, it's something people really rely on when they get into retirement. But there's some interesting things that we are going to discuss today because we're going to ask some questions of each other. And these are kind of the kind of questions that people ask, and most of the time they get them wrong. But first of all, tell us when Social Security started.
August 14th of, well, I got to stop and think about that. It's 80 years ago. You really caught me, so it would be, this is 15, 16, so it was 26?
Somewhere in there. We'll just go with that.
Well, I'll figure it out before I go. I can't leave it like that. Well, thanks for that kind of a question, Leanne. Yes, but it's 80 years old now in August.
I had to throw you a curveball because you do it to me all the time.
Trust me, you'll get it back.
Okay, now, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I want you to be sure to give me an answer.
Well, before we do that, Leanne, let's have
what now?
Let's have our people write those answers down, too. If they're sitting where they got a piece of paper and a pencil, let's see if they can get them right.
All right, I'll ask you the question.
All right.
You'll give me an answer.
I'll give you an answer, and then we'll discuss them very briefly.
And then?
Bob's going to go, too. Here we go.
We'll find out who knows what, because
right.
The questions here are typical questions, and most of the time people do not know the answer. So the first question, Social Security retirement benefits are based on my earnings history, so I'll receive the same monthly benefit amount no matter when I start collecting. True or false?
And that answer is?
I'm going with false.
And you are correct.
Okay. And you're not even making a mad guess.
Right, no.
That is the right answer. Okay. It is false. Because
it is false.
You can, well, here's what happens. If you continue work after you start drawing your full Social Security, they throw out all the old early earnings. Now, because I started working, my first paycheck was on an asphalt crew. Obviously, making $2 and a quarter an hour. Mm-hmm. Those years are all thrown out now because I'm making more money. And occasionally, we get a COLA raise. So there are two negatives to that answer.
I thought, too, that they average your top five earnings.
They do average your top five, but that's why it's so important for people like myself who've made no money working mm-hmm. in Social Security and teaching school at $4,600 a year.
Yeah.
To throw those all out.
Right.
So, yes, they okay. do average it. They take your highest earnings, and then they throw the rest of them out.
Is it five consecutive years, or if you have 1 year and then go 5 years and then 1 year?
No, they're consecutive.
Five.
I think they're consecutive. Now, that one you got me, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But, yes, they do average them.
Okay.
So that's very important. Mm-hmm. All right, second question.
All right, and I'm going to ask both Bob and Bob
right.
this. If my spouse dies, I will continue to receive both my own benefit and my deceased spouse's benefit, true or false?
I'm hoping that's true.
False.
Oh.
Oh, you missed the boat on that
one. Oh, really?
Spouse dies. Husband's making $2,000 a month. The wife's making $1,000 a month. Let's make it simple. He dies. She continues to get her $1,000 and a $1,000 of his, but she doesn't get
the full.
She gets the full, whatever the max was of his.
Okay.
So, but she, everybody says, well, they throw hers out and he gets his. No, not that's not technically correct. She gets hers and his to make it even to his max.
See, benefits are only paid to you when you're living.
Okay.
But they can go on when you have a spouse. They can continue on with the spouse, but you only get paid on your earnings. And if you're not living, you're not earning anything.
Well, what happens if the spouse was a stay-at-home mom her entire career or something?
That's another question. Hang on.
Okay. We're coming to that one.
We got to go three. We're running out of time. I must be a U.S. citizen to collect my Social Security benefits. True or false?
Bob?
I would say false.
Correct. That is true.
If you're a resident alien, you can collect.
Okay.
And you're paid Social Security. You're paid in withholding, of course.
Okay.
So that's something for people, they don't realize that. But it depends upon if you ever paid into it.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Under current Social Security law, full retirement age is, what do you think?
Full retirement, you're saying?
Yeah.
Under current, I want to say 67?
Basically, yes.
Okay. But it's 65.
But it's 65, but that was the current, and then they raised it by...
Does it depend on your age?
By age. When we were born in 39.
Or when you were born.
We had to go 65 in 2 months.
Okay.
Or 3 months, whatever it was.
You had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it's no big. Well, I married an older woman, so I can...
By 9 days.
But yes, it is not 65. It was 65 for many years.
Okay.
Then they raised it.
Okay.
Are we ready for the next one now? I can continue working while collecting my full Social Security retirement benefits regardless of my age, true or false?
I'd say false.
Correct.
Okay.
You cannot earn full benefits till full retirement. After full retirement, then you can make any amount of money. But prior to that, for every $2 you make, they take a dollar away of benefits.
So say that part again about... You can work as much as you want at what age?
After your full retirement, 67, whatever those two months are.
Oh, okay.
So I, at 70 plus, I could make $1 million a year and still collect my Social Security.
Do you advise that?
Why not?
Okay.
There's
no penalty,
No penalty.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
It depends upon the situation.
But if you start drawing prior to 65, let's just go back and say it's 65. You start drawing at 61... Then you can't. There's a limit on how much you can make.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Ready for the next one? If I file for retirement benefits and have minor dependent children, they also may qualify for Social Security benefits. True or false?
I would say false.
True.
True.
That one's true.
Yes. They used to be they could draw benefits to 21, but they've cut that back to 18.
Okay. Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it's something a lot of people don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just aren't familiar with it. As a divorced person, I can collect Social Security retirement benefits based on my ex-spouse's earnings history.
Ooh. I would say, I'm going to guess, but I'm going to say yes.
Correct.
That's correct.
Wow.
It is correct. I got to be careful how I say this now.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
A guy that's been married half a dozen times, as long as they've been married 10 years.
And you are currently unmarried.
And currently unmarried.
And you are at least 62.
Then they can draw, all those women could draw off this one guy's Social Security.
Mm, okay.
Wow. And it's based on your personal earnings history.
Yeah. But there's
some other. But we won't go into all of that, but that's something else to consider. And, you know, really, a lot of people are unfamiliar with that one.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. And a lot of people are in that situation probably.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. A lot of elderly ladies who have been dumped.
Mm-hmm.
Guy picked up the new young chick.
Right.
Pushed her out. She qualifies for Social Security.
Mm.
Social Security is such an important factor in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the older we get, the more we realize how important it is. Okay. Now, once I start collecting Social Security, my benefit payments will never change, true or false?
I would say, just because of COLA, I would say false.
Correct.
Yeah.
And like I said before,
Right.
Every year they make an adjustment on both of our Social Security because starting out at $4,600, well, you never really worked before teaching, but I was working on that asphalt crew that one summer making, you know, $1,500. I don't know what I made but anymore. But so they do change. They throw those years out.
Okay.
All right. The next one. Government workers may have their Social Security retirement benefits reduced. True or false?
Government workers reduced. I would say false.
Nope. True.
Really? Well, how would that be?
Well, it all depends upon how they're working, what they're doing, and they're very, very careful about offsetting and reducing full Social Security monthly benefits.
Hmm. So government workers can, but private sector cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else, Garwin, you want to add to
Not
that?
On that, no.
No, that one's kind of a tricky one.
By the way, that year it started was 1926.
Oh, you finally figured that one out?
I thought I better add that in there. Okay.
My spouse can qualify for Social Security retirement benefits even if she or he has no individual earnings history.
So that's the stay-at-home mom or homemaker.
So that's obviously it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you did very well. I would say you did better than 90% of the people. Because
really?
Really, people get most of these wrong. Huh. They don't realize a lot of these things.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, if you think about the question, it's really, that's got to be X or Y because that's why they're trying to get at that question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Social Security is very, very, very important to people. And I've read statistics where it says like 40 and 50% of the people, that's their bulk of their income.
Yeah, it is.
And it's really tragic.
Well, they're forced to put money into Social Security, so therefore they're forced to save. Okay,
give your phone number.
Oh, 651-365-5000.
And 651-436-3997.
There's one more question I'm going to bring up. Is it to your benefit to probably wait collecting your Social Security until you're age 70?
I would say I've always heard that the later you are, the better it is.
And that's correct.
The only time that it is different that you shouldn't be doing it, so far as I'm concerned, is number one, you'll have people, I got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't live without my Social Security. Okay, that's fine, and you do it. Or you use your Social Security as that income stream while your other investments grow, and then you, at that point, start tapping those when you figure they're big enough.
In fact, a lot of people could say one spouse collects right at the retirement age and the other one can wait until they become 70.
Ah.
And it goes up like 8% a year up to that point, which makes a difference. So that's got to be part of your retirement plan. And you've got to look at your whole retirement picture. You look at your assets. You look at your health. You look at your goals
longevity
and
objectives of your family.
And longevity in your family. Then you can make a reasonable projection and decide if that is one way to go.
And that's very important. But people typically don't do that. They do, well, I'm going to take my Social Security. Well, have you thought about it? Well, no, but I want my Social Security. That's my money. I want my money.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
That's probably not the right way to do it.
Uh-huh.
You need a plan. Sit down with somebody. Go through your Social Security and everything else. Leanne, we're winding up. Just about done. Give your phone number one more time.
651-365-5000.
And we're going to have a guest next week at 11:30. Join us, please, on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.